be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Some people told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all the other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the tower at Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There was once a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise 20 years ago on this day, my mother died. Right after she had breakfast in a hospital room in my hometown of Malaysia. 2 weeks prior to that, I was in East Timor, an island just north of Australia, the furthest I had ever been away from home. And I remember when my father rang me up when I was volunteering there and told me that my mother was critically ill and that I needed to come home. It was the longest journey I had ever taken home in my life. East Timor had just come out of war, and it was so hard to get a flight out of East Timor to the next stop, somewhere in Indonesia, and from Indonesia to a capital. And I remember spending a couple of nights just praying that I would get home in time to be with my mother, praying for the opportunity to be able to have the second chance again to speak to her as I always had, to tell her that I appreciated her, to tell her that I loved her. I was keenly aware of this need to have that second chance again, or another chance, a repeated chance, to just express my love for her. We did indeed spend some time together before she died, but I remember along the way I was just rehearsing what I would say to her. And finally, when I got to the hospital room where there were all these tubes coming out of her, and I had nothing to say. I was completely silent. And it was my mother who then said to me the first question every Asian mother would ask, "Have you eaten?" Twenty years after that, I still feel moved. I still feel moved by the compassion of my parent, my mother, for me. And I would like to use that story about praying for second chances, as a means to interpret our readings for today. I'm not sure if you've noticed, but in our readings today, we read of two trees. In our first reading from the book of Exodus, we hear about this burning bush out of which God reveals God's own self. And in our gospel reading, in the parable, we hear of a second tree, a fig tree that does not bear fruit. And our gospel reading today is all about second chances and the need for not only second chances, but repeated chances in order for us to experience conversion. We are presented with this fig tree that has not borne fruit for 3 years. The owner of the orchard says, this tree is exhausting the soil. But the vine dresser, the gardener of this fig tree, he appeals to the owner of the orchard, give it one more year. Give it one more year. Let's come back to it. You and I, my friends, know the need for second chances. To right the wrongs that we have done against people, to begin again when we have fallen, to become whole once more when we feel that we have been shattered. And what our gospel reading tells us today is that our God is a God not only of second chances, but repeated chances. Our conversion is dependent on this, on knowing that God is not one who will give up on us. In our first reading today, that we have this remarkable theophany, a remarkable revelation of God. Moses comes and sees this burning bush, a bush on fire but not consumed. And there is something really remarkable in our first reading today that I think will help illuminate why they are paired together. And that is this. We are told from God speaking through this burning bush that God has heard the affliction and the suffering of God's people who are in slavery in Egypt, and that God will act and liberate them from all their oppression. So here's, I think, the remarkable theological insight that we have in our reading today, and that is God experiences a conversion. God is converted, God's heart is converted by the suffering of people. So we don't have an image of God that is this deity up in the sky who is uninterested, eternally unchanging, perfect entity. Rather, we have a God whose heart beats to the hearts of God's own people. My dear friends, our two trees today, the two trees in our readings today, tell us that our own conversion is to be patterned after the conversion of God. And I think that is a remarkable insight. We learn that our need for repeated chances in order to convert is not altogether different from this heart of God that goes out to meet God's people. We are told today that God's name is I Am Who Am. A God who goes out with us, who seeks us and loves us and draws us back into God's own life. Years ago, when I was a kid growing up in Malaysia, my Muslim friends told me something that that might help us understand how it is that God relates to us. In one of the hadiths, In the Islamic tradition, there is this saying, if I come to God by a hand's length, He comes to me in a foot. If I come to God in a foot's length, He comes to me in a mile. If I come to God walking, God comes to me running. Let's pray that in this Lent, we learn to allow ourselves to approach God because God will run towards us and embrace us. So let us stand and profess our faith in the God who loves us.